This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 6th of October 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Nick Luscombe, who, after a recent trip to Estonia, is here to tell me all about the country's musicians that we should be keeping an ear out for. On the show today, we'll be discussing the state of the Estonian music scene, including music from Trad Attack, the trio who are putting their own twist on the country's folk music, Argo Vals, a guitarist who recently released a new record called Nocturne, and we'll end with some minimalist jazz from Oleg Pisarenko. That is all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Nick. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
As always. So, you've been to Estonia, evidently. Just tell us a little bit, I guess, the overview. What's the kind of scene like there? I mean, one imagines it's going to be vibrant, lots of surprises, even for a musical maestro like yourself.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I think it's... I've been going there since the very late 90s when it was a lot of musicians. Well, I was discovering a lot of musicians in the electronic music scene. And of course, back then, you know, normally used laptops. They had a lot of Russian synthesizers that they had their hands on, which were, you know, now massively in demand, of course, you know, fast forward 15, whatever years later. Yeah, it's fascinating. And now there's a lot of confidence. There's a thing called Tallinn Music Week, which happens every year, which is, you know, has a really broad spread of music, and that's been my kind of way of finding out what's been going on there of late, you know, and the occasional trip, because I just love going there. It's a fantastic city, or Tallinn's fantastic, you know, and Estonia overall is a really interesting place.
And just tell me about that evolution, because, you know, you think of the scene there, what it must have been like even into the late 90s.
Yeah,
it's obviously going to have changed a great deal. Is it because you've got, is it simple things like, you know, the technology's changed and it's caught up a bit, or is it more about different styles that come in, or is it more about different people from without who are going there, or do all those things kind of bind together, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of those things, definitely. I think also, obviously, the country's gone through massive political changes since then, and it really feels very Nordic. You know, I guess it's Russian and Nordic, but the fact that Finland is so close, and it is fascinating the way that, you know, you walk around and there's a lot of pockets in Tallinn that you just feel like you're in Helsinki, maybe, or Oslo. You know, and then other areas feel very Russian. But I think also all those different musical elements and the confidence that, you know, the younger creative people there have got to say, well, I'm Estonian. You know, we can borrow from the folk tradition. We can borrow from our electronic tradition. You know, so I think it's a confidence. The economy's doing well there, right? And they've got a president who seems to really be supportive of the arts. So I think all those things are really helpful.
That always makes a difference. And it's funny you mentioned the Finns. You know, they're, of course, those party boats that come across. And
the
less said about what goes on those overnight, the better, possibly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the acts then that we're going to discuss. We'll start with the folk band Trad Attack. This trio started gaining attention in their home country last year when they played at Tallinn Music Week after the release of their first single, now Word of the Band, who give a bit of a fresh take to Estonian folk music is spreading wider. Tell us why that's happening, Nick. What's their sound? How would you describe it?
Well, yeah, it's definitely folk influence. So that there are three pieces. The singer is she plays a multitude of different instruments, quite traditional instruments, and performs in a very folk kind of way, I guess. But musically, it's also got a very sort of modern electronic aspect to it as well. But without sounding cliched, it really sounds like it works really well. I think, and I've not seen them live, and I only discovered this just from my last trip there, picked up the CD, but then read that they, you know, won a big award in 2014, and considered one of the most prized sort of modern folk crossover bands.
Well, let's hear a bit. Let's hear from Trad Attack. This is Nia Nur from their latest album, R. Yeah, that's a bit of Near Nerf by Trad Attack. So talk to us a bit about the musicians. You sort of suggested it already, Nick. You've got the lead singer who plays, you know, everything from the Estonian bagpipe. Yep. You've got other, you know, other sort of members of the band. I mean, what's the makeup? Is it a kind of everyone pitches in? How does it work?
Yeah, well, you know, again, having not seen them live, but just reading about them, you know, it's basic guitar, percussion from the two guys in the band, and then Sandra herself, you know, vocals, and then pretty much everything else. I think, like you said, the drone, bagpipes, there's flutes on the album, juice harp, you know, such a broad mix of instrumentation within it. It's a fantastic album. I guess you can get it somewhere here, you know, these days, but yeah,
that's what we're about. We're about breaking totally, our borders, yeah. Bringing these things to people. Now, it's funny, a lot of people, I guess, if that you talk about, you know, maybe traditional Estonian music, will think of that folk influence, but a lot of it is very, you know, it's very vocal. There's a sort of rich singing tradition. Is that reflected in there as well? Are there some really interesting kind of, you know, vocal avenues that they meander down as well?
Yeah, there's, you mean this band particularly?
Well, and I guess more generally. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's interesting to see how those, what people would traditionally associate with music from the region, works in the kind of contemporary setting.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been interested in this guy called Pastakas, who is also from that folk tradition, but he's always been able to cut up his vocals in a really interesting way and almost randomly place the vocals back into the song. And it still works as a folk piece. So I think clearly there's been, and it's an area that I really would like to explore more, but clearly there's definitely a sort of fantastic kind of appreciation of a culture which is uniquely Estonian, you know, but really put forward in a really imaginative way. But this band in particular, Trad Attack, I think are really, you know, they're probably the ones that are going to maybe take this outside of the country a bit more as well, because they do certainly tour outside and they're, you know, building up a reputation across Europe and, you know, and beyond.
Now, talk to us a bit about the some of the kind of samples, some of the other the tracks that they use themselves, because I guess, as you mentioned, it's this interesting sort of patchwork of the traditional and modern. You talked about the sort of electronic tradition where obviously people are used to sort of sampling. What sort of stuff do they do? Is that maybe one of the reasons why they might be able to kind of break out, because they're a bit more, I don't know, you know, inclusive maybe in some of the other stuff that they're sampling?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously I think that track for me is the standout. It's a lot more sort of, there's a groove to it, you know, it feels like there's a you know, more of a kind of modern rhythm, if you like, and some of the other songs are a little bit more I don't know, in a slightly different direction, you know, less rhythmical but a little bit deeper. And I suppose lyrically, again, that's the thing, I'm approaching this as a non-Estonian language, you know, speaker, so I don't know, on that level, I'm not sure how that works, but clearly it's crossing over, and they've got younger audiences, and, you know, so I think, yeah, the album's a mix of different things. For me, that's the standout, but a lot of it is really, really strong.
Great stuff. That's the new record by Trad Attack. That's out now on Nordic Notes label. Nick, let's talk next about Argo Vals, an Estonian guitarist. His debut album was out December 2012, followed up this summer called Nocturne. Tell us a bit about Argo.
So he's from southern Estonia. He's a guitarist and composer. He writes a lot of TV, film, soundtrack music. A complete discovery just in a record shop. There's a great little record shop that I love in Tallinn. I go there and the guys are like, yeah, have a listen to this. And every time they give me stuff, it's brilliant. Even the old Russian, you know, label stuff from the 70s and 80s is always good. So I always end up coming back with a load of stuff. But again, you know, I've been reading about this guy, and then he's in all kinds of other bands, a band called Animal Drama, who I now need to also check out. yeah, just a brilliant record. And it just sounds different to me. It's just a different feeling about this.
Let's take a listen. This is Argo Vals. This is a track from the latest album, and it's called Uni. That's Uni from Argo Vals. Tell us a bit about that, because the sound, you know, there's sort of recognisable strains to that as well. But then I gather it sort of drifts into some more kind of progressive territory, maybe a kind of post-rock, some sort of ambient sounds almost. Is that, I don't know, I mean, what's the kind of landscape like in Estonia? Presumably there's the, you know, rabid to consume everything from all those different kinds of genres as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's interesting, you know, someone like Eero Pett, for example, obviously probably the most famous, you know, musician from Estonia. You can kind of hear that in lots of kind of modern music that you wouldn't necessarily think of as being sort of classical, you know, in that way. And there's a great choral tradition, obviously, in Estonia. And when I was walking around, you know, it's really interesting sampling the kind of sounds in different churches, and the whole area that's, you know, of that kind of music as well as kind of traditional gigs, and put that all together with all the different influences from, you know, like I said, from the sort of legacy of those Russian synthesizers, if you like, and then the Nordic regions as well. It's a really interesting place, you know, for all these different influences.
What about that live scene? You talk about sort of going to some of these, you know, the church venues, but what about something, you know, the kind of gig scene? Is that as vibrant as you make the music scene sound in general? Are there great places to actually go and see musicians in action?
Yeah, there are. Tallinn Music Week opened everything up. I think it kind of really made people realise, you know, what was going on in the country, and it's, you know, it's more than just Tallinn, as the name would suggest. It's across the whole country. And when I first went, I remember DJing and going to these gigs, which were sort of in small kind of run down places, and that's really changed now. You know, obviously the restaurants are better, the bar scene's better, so there are more places to play. And when it is Tallinn Music Week, which happens in April each year, you know, you realise all these different venues that are restaurants during the rest of the time become these amazing, you know, little spaces for performance. So there's a lot going on, and you know, Tallinn is obviously a very old town. It has its modern side as well. But there seems to be enough places, and there's a lot. You know, you walk around the streets and see the posters and see what's going on. There's a lot going on.
Very vibrant. That was Argo Vals with Nocturne, which is out now. That's on Manus Records. Want to talk, Nick, about another, a band. This is Oleg Pissarenko Band, another Estonian guitarist, but more in the sort of, we're going to jazz, a sort of minimalist jazz sound. I'll ask you what you make of this in a moment. Let's have a little bit of a listen to one of the tracks, though, first up. This is Oleg Pissarenko Band with Holon. That was a clip from Holon, from Oleg Pissarenko's new album, Point. Nick, tell us a little bit about this, because he's quite a sort of big name on the jazz scene. Is that because of the stagecraft? Is it a bit of a presence, quite a kind of a charismatic performer, I guess? Is that what makes him stand out?
He is, yeah, amazing, actually. I saw him live back a couple of years ago, again, at Tallinn Music Week, and I was just blown away. It was one of those performances, you know, the trio performed, and, you know, he's very laid back. The band are very, very... You know, that track in its entirety is almost 11 minutes long, and that they kind of really specialise in those slow building pieces that they go off on a tangent and then they bring it right back again. An incredible band. I don't think they've ever played here, and it'd be wonderful if they could come to London at some point, you know, and that happens, because it is an extraordinary thing to watch and listen to.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, because you talked about how, you know, there is an increasing international feel about the place, whether that's people who are there to see music or to make music there. What about the international expansion of, you know, Estonian musicians? I mean, you mentioned that. It sounds like something that would just be terrific to see, you know, Pissarenko and his trio playing here in London. Is it going to happen? I mean, obviously, you're kind of flying the flag a little bit yourself. Should we expect to see that? Do you think it will travel as well as you hope it would?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's that Nordic connection, if you like, even though I know it's not officially part of that area. But you can see the way that's happened. And, you know, there are, presumably, you know, Skype is Estonian, right? And you know, there's money there to kind of make that happen. I think something like Tallinn Music Week, you know, is building up more of an international presence. A lot more people are writing about that. It's one of the best festivals in Europe, you know. So I think it could easily happen. And, you know, I'd love, you know, to bring, certainly if I could have any choice, I'd definitely bring these guys over to play live.
And do you think, is maybe jazz, is that one of the things we're talking about, this rich sort of landscape, sonic landscape? Could jazz maybe be the case cracker? Is that just a thing that, you know, it just works in terms of what the Estonian musical sensibility, we talked about it, the fusion kind of idea of it.
Yeah.
Maybe could jazz be the thing that makes the leap, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. I think, you know, it wouldn't take much of, you know, of a change of anything for someone like Ninja Tune, for example, you know, a great label that has specialised in a lot of really good jazz, for example, to kind of pick up on a band like this, for that to become a thing, you know, and it could be that. But there's also some great sort of quality electropop indie music out there as well, which, you know, is in English as well, which sounds incredible, you know. So there's definitely a slightly different thing in the air there, and it would travel, I'm sure.
It's feels like it's primed to go off.
It does, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Nick Luscombe, thanks very much for coming to tell us all about it. Lots of incredible tips from the Estonian scene, including we ended there with Point, the album from Oleg Pissarenko band on Pissarenko Productions. That brings us to the end of the show, Nick. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
As always. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Thanks to our producer, Holly Fisher. Join us again tomorrow at the same time. Dominic Maxwell, theatre critic for The Times, will be here in the studio. But for now, thanks very much for tuning in.